Hey, what's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we had two very special guests with us today, courtesy of Grand Hustle and No Genre.
Yeah, yeah.
You did.
Okay. We're supposed to introduce ourselves now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up, man? You know what I'm saying? It's Tip. Okay.
It's London J, man.
Okay. London J and Tip in town in New York City. Now, you know, I've always wanted to do this. Just the tip with Tip.
Just the tip.
Right. Well, so this is where you give some advice. You want to give some tips. Not that London J has a dirty mind. We wasn't talking about that.
Oh.
But today's tip is going to be...
We start off all the time with the tip. And we call it just the tip. But since we have Tip...
Yeah, like, so we
it's just cute. You know what I mean? Just a tip with Tip.
It's cute.
Amazing.
Ain't nothing cute about it. No. Let's be clear on things.
Now, the question is, how do you keep sex exciting when you've been together for a long time? So...
I think you experiment. You know what I mean? First of all, a part of the process of getting to know one another is learning what each other like, you know, what your fascinations are, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? What your fantasies are, what your dreams are, what you haven't done that you've always wanted to do. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got to learn each other before you can please each other.
Right. Mm-hmm. But like, Gigi, you've been in a relationship for how long now?
It'll be 7 years soon.
Right, so you feel
I got
like
shoes on. It's an old net.
What?
I got shoes on net. No, I'm joking.
So what do you guys do to keep it exciting?
Break up. Oh.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. I was just going to say that, though.
We break up and have makeup sex.
That's what you got to do, though.
You know what? No, conflict does contribute to the
like, in a sense, you got to do that.
Yeah, we're just coming off of a...
Well, I ain't going to say break up. You just got to... You got to go away.
Definitely cuss out.
If you don't miss each other, then it ain't gonna really. It get boring.
She said I went away. I moved away for like 9 months.
But what's the longest you've been in a relationship, London J?
Like 10 years.
10 years.
I've been with the same girl forever. So.
Dang. Mm. So how do you?
That's a relationship.
Yeah, right. That's a relationship.
That's long term.
How do you keep it exciting? You just go away.
You just bounce.
I mean, now it like I just stay busy.
Can't wait to see him.
I stay busy. So when I get home, she going out the door. When she coming home, I'm going out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we actually make time, then you know it'll be all right.
But you really are busy. You ain't just pretending. Like, let me just come home and she's leaving.
No. Sometimes. I be busy for real. So it make it cool.
When
we do kick it, it be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You be backed up though, I bet.
Hell no, I got a hand.
Oh,
motherfucker, work. Okay. This shit coming out one way or another.
You don't ever be like, let me not jerk off for a little while so it'll make it more exciting when we together.
Man, this shit come out of there like powder.
You said no. What?
No. No, if you got the right attitude,
mm-hmm.
you know, your masturbations can be amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's my left hand today.
Yeah, you just gotta love yourself. Ain't nobody gonna love you like you.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I agree too.
Ain't nobody love you like
you
do.
I just live out
of you don't ever get tired. Like, listen, I just masturbated every day this week.
Yeah, I was in prison though.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's true.
That was part of my daily ritual.
Wake up, brush my teeth.
Wake up, take a shower, jack off. I ain't bullshit. I was having phone sex and everything in the joint. I ain't bullshit.
You jerk off after you take a shower though, because you don't feel.
When I was in the joint, I jerked off in the shower. That's when I did it.
Shit.
And I had to talk on the phone when I was in the shower too. You know what I'm saying?
I guess that makes sense. So water coming set, down, cum dripping
I'm talking
down.
I had a kit, though. Everybody knew when I was getting ready to go off. You know what I'm saying? I had my little kit, had my chair with my... I had my magazines under my towel with my... They're like, oh, shit, here you go.
He going to be in the shower.
Like an hour and a half. Yeah, I'm in there. Wow. On the phone whispering. Yeah, what you doing?
I'm in the shower with my...
What you wearing?
Yeah,
what you got on?
Yeah, what you doing? Yeah. Touch it, brother. Do it now. You know, come on. You know, motherfucker. She was like, I am around the kids. So,
leave the room.
I don't care, leave the room. Listen, I can't do that every time you.
You ain't better tell her to go get him a car.
You know not to do that now. You know, I need you to go on ahead and do this.
And then the kids probably want to talk to you and you're like,
they be knocking at the door.
You don't want
to
talk, though.
Yeah, they little bad ass to go back and sit there. It's now. We're going to finish this up now. You know, now, what are you doing? You know what I mean? But I mean, Yeah, you know, man, I have a wonderful imagination. Like, I a very nasty mind, so, you know.
So you can always come up with different scenarios.
Woo! That's all it takes, though. Talking about?
You don't even got to have a girl present. Like,
shit.
You can just think about it.
Yeah.
You been in jail before, too?
I mean, yeah, but I ain't ever really did no stint, like a long time, but yeah, I'm been like that.
Okay. So, Stephanie, your longest relationship has been?
7.5 years.
7.5 years.
Mm-hmm. She happy, too.
She still like him. Every day.
Yeah, that's my advice for keeping a long-term relationship exciting. Like, be best friends. Have sex all the time.
Okay.
Do everything. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he and I would have lasted a longer time if... You know, he didn't catch
y'all just ran out of shit to do. Yeah, indeed. We done did now. What the fuck is ain't nothing left?
You said if he didn't catch you cheating on him.
Yeah, I think we would have been together.
That's a cold demonstration.
Don't you think that in a long term relationship you have to expect that somebody's gonna cheat at some point?
Right, and we were really young.
I mean, she would cheat the whole time.
Right.
What you say?
It's not the video.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. I thought the microphone couldn't see me.
You said some people cheat the whole time.
Nah, for real. But they ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, man, if we in a relationship, what I be doing, they ain't got nothing to do with that.
But she can't do
it. You can't.
But what did she get?
If I ain't knowing nothing about it, she can do what she want to do.
Oh, well, good.
How the hell am I gonna know if I don't know?
How the hell am I gonna know if I don't feel like it?
I bet I even feel like you fucking around. God damn it!
Well,
I wake up have a bad dream. What the fuck was you doing, motherfucker? I dreamed you were doing it
in my dream.
Nigga, I can't help what you dream. Well, listen, something's speaking to me. The spirit is talking to me.
But don't you feel like if you get caught cheating, it kind of give her a pass?
Huh?
Ain't no pass.
I'm saying if you get caught cheating, right?
What you mean?
Oh no, you don't get no pass.
You don't get a pass?
No, man. Women don't pose a cheat anyway, so you don't really look at that like that.
All my friends in the room was like, what?
Amen.
Shit, they don't.
You know what it is? I'm gonna tell you this though. Men really just don't think that women cheat.
It depends on
so
what
it kinda... makes it easier for us to cheat.
Absolutely. But
you know
it depends.
Because
we think y'all cheat. And
that's
so...
for the men who don't think women cheat. See? Mm-hmm. See, if you got a nigga who expect anything is possible. Anything's possible. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, me as a woman who has cheated, that didn't give my man a pass. I would have killed him if I caught him cheating.
Oh, he stayed after that?
Briefly.
Not briefly. Yeah, okay, for a cool. little while.
After you got caught? He stayed after you got caught?
For two months.
He stayed until it ate him alive and then he had to go.
No, he stood until the lease was over.
Oh, damn.
Shit.
Look, you gotta know the man you with, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know your nigga crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? You done seen the nigga shoot at people before. You know what I'm saying? You know the people he be around and you know kind of like what's going on with him.
Take it easy.
I don't think it's not safe. And not only that, it's not fair to whoever you cheating with. Like, does he know?
Did you know you got a crazy ass nigga?
You got would you feel die about over this that? Pussy? Do you know?
Yeah. Nah, for real.
That's something else. Did you see it was like a clip on World Star.
Of what?
A dude came home and caught another dude in there with his old lady. He said, are you willing to die for this pussy? I will die for this pussy. You can see the dude was in there like,
seen it.
This ain't worth dying for.
Nah. Can I just go? Like,
Did you see the guy on World Star that put his girl out on the street naked when he caught
He made her walk.
Yeah, she's a tot.
What
that mean?
That's
the Dominican way to say thought.
Oh, they can't say a lot of real words.
Yeah.
Say it.
She's not Dominican.
Well, I'm not Dominican. I'm Puerto Rican.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Even though I love Dominicans, I love all people.
What's the difference though?
I love all people.
Step out of that one. Back up.
I said, what's the difference though? How y'all eat salsa? It's all the
step out of that shit. Step out of that shit.
Get out of there.
Now, before you guys came here, we were downstairs talking, right? And was it you, Stephanie, that you said, or was it you, Gigi, that was talking about a guy that was saying that he don't like having sex with a girl if she drinks before?
It was me.
Yeah, okay.
He said that there's a very thin line between sexy and sloppy.
Huh?
And that's what he said. He likes tipsy sex. He doesn't like drunk sex.
Okay, I can get you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like drunk sex. I like drunk sex the most.
I mean, but that's his preference. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's preferential.
I feel like everything goes deeper and harder when you're drunk.
Wow. More sensation.
Wetter.
But I also think...
You want to dance,
bitch. You want to dance. You want to dance.
But sometimes I don't like the smell of somebody that's like too drunk. And you can smell the
alcohol coming out of the pores.
I like for me to be really drunk. I don't like really for the guy to be too drunk.
Right, you want him to be a little sober.
You don't want that Henny dick?
No. A lot of times, guys can't even get hard when they're drunk. So they're like...
You're talking about high. Right, now you're talking about the drugs. You ain't talking about the liquor.
No, there's some guys on liquor. No, they can't fuck.
That dope will have you heavy. It won't get hard. It just get heavy.
Is it right? Yeah. What do you mean heavy?
That dope. That like on
like my
drink.
Mic, because my mic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like on like drink or on like Percocet or leans. Like it ain't gonna get hard. It'll just get heavy. Like
you know, it grows, but it's not really no mojo in it.
It depends on how high you get. You know what I mean? Because there's a sweet spot. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the first two hits, like you know what I'm saying? You gonna be on it. But then like once you done been high for like 12 to 16 hours or a day.
Yeah, you is over.
You know what I mean? Then yeah, it's over.
Damn,
you
know,
bust
a full
six
day.
Nuts. You know, bust six nuts already. Motherfucker drives the motherfucker. Motherfucker spitting that smoke.
Shit coming out like baby powder.
There it is.
One day is a
hey, look, like we got that LeBron coming out.
Yeah, like that.
Goddamn, there it is. He came.
You ain't gonna have yourself nothing.
He got nut dust all in the goddamn air. Yeah.
Nut dust in the atmosphere.
Nut dust all in the room.
That nigga saying nut dust.
Nut dust.
Nut
all right,
dust
now we
and
gonna...
cum residue all over everything.
Now we're gonna do a little never have I ever, okay?
Never have I ever.
Now, London, I know you don't drink.
I mean, I
but you do a little something.
I participate.
A little bit. Okay, what you wanna drink though? So you can get your drink ready, because.
Oh, yeah, let me show my shot, because I already know I got
I drank that Crown.
Are we going to do shots?
Yeah, well, this is never have I ever.
Never have
so
I ever.
If you have done it, you have to take a drink.
I'm going
to
hit my cup.
Never have
so
I
you
ever.
Have done, so now listen, I'm going to give you an example. Like if I say, never have I ever had braces. And if you ever had braces, you got to take a drink. But if you never had them, you don't have to drink. So okay, if I say, you know, never have I ever masturbated in the shower. But you have, you got to drink. Get
you
it?
You can't tell no lie. Like you can't lie. You gotta keep it real.
And somebody will call you out in this room.
And we're working on the buddy system.
Yeah, we're working on the honor system.
I like the buddy system better.
You like the
buddy system?
You call
it
out.
My buddy, and you lying, I ain't gonna trip on you.
You know, guys, you know, guys lie to each other all the time, though.
I like the buddy system a little bit better, but okay, honor system, I guess, if that's all you got.
Because some of it you might not know about
the
other person.
Be honest.
Okay, never have I ever stayed home all day watching porn.
Dang, I got a drink.
Oh,
already.
I got a drink right now.
So if I did,
a few hours.
Classify all
saying,
day.
So if I did, that means
oh,
I got to take
in
a
the
shot.
Mic,
don't?
Tip, huh?
If I did, I got to take a shot.
Yeah, if you did, stay home. All day would be like 4 hours.
Okay.
Let me I don't stay home all day and did.
So okay, so you got to take a drink.
So you got a chance, buddy.
I ain't got no drink.
Have you ever had to cancel an appointment?
What you want to drink?
Have you ever had to like cancel an appointment because you
masturbated for hours myself too?
Because you were watching porn at home and not all gone right. Somewhere you were supposed to go.
Now I don't know about canceling an appointment for it, but you know after a while when you get the flicking through Pornhub and you watch that video and that video and you just keep on going.
Now
and
you
going
gotta look
going.
At X videos.
X videos.
No, I like. Pornhub.
Do you ever feel like you want to try
like
to prolong the night?
Like
I don't
want
to come
too.
That fast while I'm watching porn. So
I be doing it all the time. You gotta let go.
That's why I was just getting
that. Go to jump.
And then you keep on watching it. Hey. And then eventually
you ever
you
find one so good you don't even get to get to the good part.
I did that today.
God damn, this motherfucker too good. God, they ain't even got naked shit. God damn, it's over with.
Do you find yourself watching like the same porns over and over again, or do you try to find new ones?
No.
I definitely got a few favorites.
Sometimes,
my go-to.
Don't do it. Like, if I don't see you, I don't really want to see you.
I got a playlist.
I don't want to see it.
I got a playlist. I got a membership. It's available on Tidy. I got a membership. I got a profile. I got a comb swapping orgy playlist.
I was about to
playlist.
Say, what's on that playlist?
Comb swapping orgy playlist.
Latino cream pie. All that. Yeah,
do you
man.
Ever watch porn of things that you would never do, though?
I do. I like watching like fisting. I like watching anal, like double anal, two dicks, one and one ass.
DP. Okay.
Oh my
double
God.
Penetrate. Yeah, that, but that shit I would never do.
That is
it's
just
shit
atrocious.
I would never
see now two dicks and one ass seem weird because that means these two guys are smooth.
That's atrocious.
Not, yeah.
But dick in the pussy.
That's a yeah.
Dick in the booty, dick in the pussy.
Both dicks, dicks in the ass.
Nah, bro. Nah, we not doing that.
That's atrocious. That's atrocious. Shame. Oh my goodness, your mother must be proud.
No,
I'm joking. I'm joking.
But fisting, you said no to
no
fisting.
Judging.
No, I ain't watching that, man.
That's I like watching
far.
That too.
It's too far.
I'm gonna look at some shit that
I will watch the fisting though.
I ain't.
I like that. I like watching it. The shit that I don't.
Man,
do
fuck me all the way to the elbow. You know it.
Hey man, that day, that yeah. Mean, I didn't want to see it.
Well,
I
want to
see what happens. Maybe it'll poke out her neck a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
He point a finger, that motherfucker come out of her mouth.
Okay, never have I ever fell asleep in the middle of sex. If you have done it, you got to take a drink.
I've never fell asleep
during sex.
Damn, that's fucked
I've
up.
I've definitely fallen asleep.
No, because I definitely have been having sex and been so drunk and tired because I'd be up and out all day. That in the middle of sex, I done fell asleep.
I can't even count how many times I fell asleep while a nigga was trying to eat my
pussy. Yes, it was. There ain't no such thing as it wasn't his fault.
I've never fell asleep during any sexual act whatsoever.
I've had to be so many times while a nigga trying to eat my pussy while I'm drunk.
Hey, I will do this.
So many times.
I will say this. I done fell asleep while I was eating some pussy before.
Yeah, I've
got it. How you fall asleep? No,
I've
had
been up in my
for
pussy.
Like two,
so it's
three
wrong
days.
When I fall asleep, but you fall asleep eating pussy
during sex.
That's oral sex. That's
yeah, I know.
I'd be insulted if somebody fell asleep while they was eating my pussy.
Man, look though, man. If somebody got they dick in you, then you can fall asleep. Dick is
they dick in you.
It don't happen often, but it did happen one time.
Mid grade dick.
Yeah, but nigga fall asleep. Like I
Reggie Miller dick.
And I just want to say, London drank really to that. So you fell.
I ain't never really. I ain't get into it.
You drank.
I fell asleep right at it. Like.
So
nah. But I ain't never stick my dick in and we was already like I done fell asleep. Like I thought it meant that too. Like she was giving me head and I fell asleep.
You fell asleep during head?
Damn, that's awful. Shit.
Actually that sounds like it was very, very soothing.
See what I'm saying?
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? It actually sounds very relaxing.
She's
like we ain't
sleep.
Never make it to the other side.
No, okay, so you didn't put your dick in, you just was getting some head in. I'll be insulted if somebody fell asleep while I was giving them head.
Like, I would
never give them head again.
Like nigga, you know, wake up.
Nah.
Hey, I didn't finish.
But I did.
Yeah, that was the best wet dream you ever had.
You ain't
nut
or nothing. What'd you say? Fell asleep. I said he didn't nut. He just fell asleep during.
Shit, he probably had like he came in his sleep.
All right, never have I ever forgot what happened the night before.
Drink.
Everybody has. Where am I?
If I forgot.
What?
You know what?
What is this in my hair?
When I was young, man, I feel like. I'm mad at myself for how hard I used to go because I feel like some of the best moments in my life, I done forgot them.
You don't know about them.
Some of the best times I done had. I done erased them motherfucker from my goddamn memory bank. People was, you know, don't you hate it when you be done had a good time and got high and then the next day motherfucker say, do you know what you did?
And you like, no,
man,
I don't.
No, and don't tell me please. Shut the fuck up.
That is true. I remember seeing people the next day, they be like, yo, you was lit last night. You was having a great time. I said I was. I don't know what right. I did.
Man, that between you, me, and the walls. Let's keep that shit within there.
Have you ever had to ask a guy like, you know, what happened last night?
Yes.
She be
no, I can't even
drunk,
lie. Like, there's been times that we've done episodes of Lip Service, and I go home and I'm like, oh shit, how did I get here? The last place I remember is engine room.
That blackout high.
Yeah, that's why I can't drink vodka. I black out almost every time I drink vodka.
What goodness. You drinking now?
I'll drink it here.
Oh,
oh shit.
I'll drink it with you.
I black out, but I'll drink it though.
I
never drink tequila here.
I know, I prefer tequila.
You
that's
do?
What
I'll bring you. Hey, listen, all you got to do is say, look, Tip said he wanted some Crown Apple. We got it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you need, you know.
You make it happen.
We make it happen. Gigi, you ever had to ask somebody what happened last night?
Yep. I sure have.
See, the worst is when you wake up in your own bed yesterday. And you're like, oh, good, I'm home.
No,
and
the worst
there's
is
a nigga in your bed like, what the fuck are
Who
you?
Who are you?
How'd you get here?
Wait a minute.
At least.
At least he cared enough to stay to make sure you are all right.
Like, what are you doing? Leave. You should have left before I started remembering again.
Not even sexually, though, but it's been plenty of times where I had to like go through my phone the next day. As a matter of fact, the weekend that we spent in Miami for your birthday, remember when we went to karaoke and we were singing with Lala and all of them? That next day, I started going through my phone and I was like, oh,
you threw up that night.
Yeah, and I lost my glasses.
Yep.
And I was like, oh. So yeah, it's been plenty of times.
We took you back to the apartment. We was hanging out with you for a little. Then you threw up and I left.
I threw up on the balcony and y'all left me outside. I woke up. Wait, I woke up in the morning outside still. Even he left me outside.
Damn.
It was horrible.
I recall that.
That was a fun time though.
Yeah, see, that was a great night. My birthday weekend in Miami.
It was amazing.
So what about you, London J? You ever had to ask somebody what happened last night?
No. See, I don't really drink and smoke. Okay. So I don't. I be all right.
He be clear headed.
You like the designated driver.
Hell no, I ain't doing none of that. But I ain't drinking and smoking, so I be knowing what's going on.
All right. Whatever. I know T.I. said I had to do that, so we don't even.
No, see, that's the thing.
But you're saying when
see,
you were
younger. See, that's the thing, though. I don't have to ask because a motherfucker always take it upon themselves.
And I really don't even care to know. Tell me because I don't even want to know.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, next one. Never have I ever said I love you and didn't mean it.
Oh, I've always meant it when I said I love you.
So if I said it and I didn't mean it, I need to drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know you didn't
sip.
I said it.
You mean in life, right?
In life. Yeah, ever. Now, what reason would a guy have to say I love you? Is it because you're trying to get some text or is it because she said I love you?
Because she said it and you feel obligated to say it back?
I said it first.
Ooh.
What?
I'm jumping on in that water.
Ooh, but not crazy. We talking about if you don't mean it though. You're not gonna say it first if you don't mean it. You just saying it just to be saying it. You saying it just to make the whole feel good. You just saying it for her. You saying it just to be.
Nah, I said it to make me feel good.
You know what?
It ain't never gonna be about her.
Well, good answer.
Why does that
good
make
answer.
You feel good to tell a girl you love her and you don't?
I know how it gonna make her feel.
So I feel make you good to make her feel.
That's the motivation. But see, all right, like
one time.
Let me see. How can I say this? Okay, so. Of course, the object is to stay away from that shit altogether. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
stay
man.
Away
so
from
I
that
go
shit
to get
altogether.
It
you know what I mean? That shit, that's a no-go. But shit, it happened. It probably because you think that she going to be so motivated and turned up to do whatever the fuck I need.
Yeah, because when we hear those three words and y'all say it first, Niagara Falls.
All right, put out if I met you today, I'll tell you tomorrow.
I ain't gonna believe it.
If a girl believes that, she deserves whatever.
Nah, bro.
If a girl ain't gonna
believe
me tomorrow.
You probably won't believe a nigga. You'll believe me, though.
I won't believe you.
He said, I'm gonna make you. Mm. What can you do to make somebody believe that in one day?
It ain't nothing that I do. It just, I don't know.
He's like, he seems so sincere.
Yeah, he like that. Like, great, love me. Like.
But do you believe, you know, I just met him yesterday. I know I'm that good. He did fall in love
with me. Yeah, everybody has their own selfish, arrogant ways about themselves. Like, everybody want to think that they just the shit. You like this for them and for them only. And that's just...
It feels
like,
good.
Like, you know, my dick just that good to where she doing this shit for me. She don't do this shit for the mother little dick, nigga. She do this shit for me. Because I got the best dick in the world.
That's the next thing I was going to ask. Do you believe when a girl says, you know, I don't usually do this?
Hell no.
Nah, they don't count.
Fuck no.
I always say you should never say that. Don't even bother. Even if it's true and you don't usually do it,
don't
say
even
that.
Say it because no one believes like that shit. Nobody believes you when you say
that. That make you look guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I never done this before.
Right. As soon as you said a sentence, I'm not going to lie, but...
They just a natural.
Oh, right, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be honest and let you know I ain't never
you
do
just
this
born
before.
You're born
for this. That's what you were born for. You, got, you Neo. So you Neo, goddamn.
But so your motivation for telling somebody that you love them and you don't mean it is because it makes them feel good.
Drugs?
For you?
No, drugs.
Drugs, right. Because you feel like you love them at that moment.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like when you're like on... When you're like on E or something, you're like, I love you. I love the way this feels. I love the way you look. I love the world.
I must love
I love my mother. I love my kids. I love you, girl.
I love
everything about everything.
I love it. I love it. I love water.
You know what I'm saying?
I love water.
I love your dick. Now, see, you can say that.
I love your dick.
Yeah, you can say I love that dick and mean it.
Mm-hmm. You can say I love that dick after the first time
and
mean it.
That and mean it.
True. Yes,
that's you know when you love dick.
You do.
That's true. Listen, dick, Stephanie,
that's love at first sight.
You know.
Sometimes that dick be love at first sight.
You believe in love at first sight?
To the dick?
No.
To the dick? That shit came up for real. But like, when she just said that she saw the dick she was talking about in her head.
Like,
I seen it. You know how in the goddamn, in the comic books, you see the little guy.
Yeah.
The little imagination cloud bubble. Right now. Yeah, I just see it. There was a dick right up on your head.
Sorry.
But you can love the dick and hate the person. You can love the dick and hate the person.
I have been that motherfucker.
Yeah, you are.
I did
all that person.
You can love the dick and not even like the person.
Every nigga done to that person.
Because hate is a strong emotion, too. Too.
At
like
some
you
point,
could,
you that
you
person.
Can love the dick and feel nothing.
But you can't hate
the person
without you can't hate the person without loving the person.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
If
like
you've been in a relationship with them, if you care enough to hate them,
then you love.
That's
them.
What that's why I corrected myself because love is a hate is a strong emotion. Mm-hmm. But you can literally love somebody's sex and not like them at all.
Oh yeah, you definitely can love that them. Part of it. As a matter of fact, that's what keeps people in relationships
I think girls
way longer.
Can, but I don't think guys.
A nigga don't care.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think guy. I think a guy if he don't fuck with you, like he ain't gonna.
It
fuck
ain't
with
too.
You.
Yeah, it ain't too much. He don't care about no
so
pussy.
So she can't have. She can't have a snapback and then just be.
But what if she's like hooking up three sons and everything?
I don't care about.
Like if she got the good.
Like if I ain't got. If it ain't what it used to be. Like it like that for a nigga. Like if it ain't what it was, a nigga get bored fast. But like a girl, will try to fix it. Nigga gonna slide. Like I'm gonna get the hell on.
You know what else I've heard this several times, and I think this is crazy. Things that girls do to stay with a guy is say things like, "I'm gonna kill myself if you leave me."
Oh my god!
I be saying that.
Hey, man.
You what?
I say
you say I'll kill myself.
I don't fake try.
You
it before,
a real
like.
Slow.
Like, shot the prison there and drop the phone like that.
Ready to die?
Yeah.
Not that I'm doing it now.
What I did on
he was gonna kill yourself.
No, he said he shot the pistol in the air and dropped
and
the phone.
Throw the phone down.
She got that issue.
Mm-mm.
Oh my
she
god.
She didn't.
She ain't called.
Bitch ain't shit.
Did she call
the police? She didn't call you after that.
Her mom started calling my phone, right? And I was trying to like clear the call and call my little brother, but I answered it. Like
she's so like, oh, I you ain't talk. Even like, I was you missed. Playing, you like. Ain't even kill yourself.
Yeah, like,
damn.
But she crazy. Went for it like soon as it happened.
What if she called the cops or something? Like, you know, because that's an emergency.
I mean, she didn't know where I was at. So it ain't really matter, but she went for it. Like,
that's some
she
crazy. Called her mama.
Hey, look, I got a homeboy when we were teenagers. I ain't going to tell no lie, man. He had a girlfriend, right? He was crazy. And this is a cold hearted gangster ass nigga. I'm talking for real, real talk. And this girl had this man's nose so wide open. She said she was going to leave him. This nigga faked a heart attack. At 17.
Wait.
Yeah, hey, you down,
man.
That nigga was like,
Fred
said, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you.
The paramedics got put on the stretcher. Taken in the ambulance.
Fred said, he watched too many episodes
to the hospital
of Sanford and Son.
Hey, man.
He watched too many
Fred
Sanford. He
pulled a real Elizabeth.
Yeah,
Elizabeth. What a big one.
I'm coming to join you.
What a girl was it?
Did she stay with him?
She stayed. It worked.
It worked.
I'm probably somebody that niggas see all the time.
I'm not gonna lie.
Somebody like, dude.
DJ Envy actually. He tried to kill himself over his wife.
Hey,
and
Tim.
He was going through it.
Man,
he actually
lying.
Put himself in the garage. No, this happened because me and him were hosting a party that night. And I get to the club and I'm like, where's Envy? Because he was there.
Why are we telling
him? He talked about it on the air. He talked about it on the air.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
A secret. Right. So I'm at the club and he was there
I'm
and then he left.
I like Envy. I don't want
to. No, he talked about it. Okay. And the cops came. He said the cops, he texted me like, yo, I had to leave. He was like, they looking for me. I broke out of the hospital.
What the fuck?
Because I guess he had tried to kill himself. He turned a car on in the garage.
The carbon monoxide.
Yes.
They ain't doing all that about no pee hole.
No.
Man.
So aww. Then they
I ain't
put
doing
him in
that
the
for real.
They sent him to the hospital because they thought he was going to kill himself. And then he broke out of the hospital and came to
yeah,
the club.
Yeah, because they put
cause,
you straight
know,
in the loony
no
bin. They right. put
this
you straight
true.
In the loony bin.
He ain't going to miss out on
right.
no money.
This is true.
So the cops came there looking for him to bring him back to the hospital.
Cops don't. Cops
shut
don't,
up.
Nah, man. You can check out of the hospital. They can't.
I'm saying they were by his girl, though.
Oh, loony bin.
Yeah,
when you try to kill yourself, they put you in the mental hospital.
Oh, that's different.
I didn't think about that.
They had wife. Like, he.
Yeah.
Man, you can go all the way there
nah,
about your wife.
But check this out though.
Not
if
about
it was
no
me
girl.
Though. But if it was me, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? If it was me,
I wouldn't have did that without her right there in the passenger seat.
We're going together.
Like, going together. Now,
that's some crazy shit.
Nah, that ain't crazy.
Look at that. Who's going to take care of the kids?
What the fuck you mean?
That motherfucker.
They know how to take care of themselves.
Wait on it to kick in.
Wait on it to kick in like the drugs.
Nah, you can't go by yourself now. If I'm going to go, we got to go together. But if you married to somebody, you can go there.
She fucking with me.
No, you can't do that.
Think I won't goddamn burn this motherfucking house down. Keep fucking with me.
Somebody crazy.
If you married, you can go there. If you ain't married,
all right, never have I ever called somebody the wrong name during sex. Oh my God.
I've never done that.
Everybody drank but Gigi.
Yeah, I did that.
I have done never
so
called somebody the wrong name.
During sex when you call somebody the wrong name, is that
I was drunk.
No.
I don't even call out the right name. I just don't call out names.
You say baby.
I don't talk that much.
That's everybody's name.
Everybody's name is baby.
I did it.
What happened?
I was shit, man.
How does that happen?
I was thinking about the other person.
We still
what happened? I was thinking about the other person.
You must have been fucked up though.
I was sober. I was sober. There was a person like, but to my defense, it was a person that I really, really liked, like their personality, their attitude, and everything. But like, it was just so many innocent things about them that they didn't satisfy a certain side of me. You know what I mean? And I was thinking about somebody who didn't have a good personality, but did satisfy a certain part.
So basically, I was with the lame bitch that wasn't a freak, and I was thinking about the freak bitch that really got it in.
That wasn't shit.
Ain't it hard to have both at the same time?
Yeah, man. She's got, that's the white whale.
Well, what happened with me was I was drinking and I was cheating on my boyfriend.
You always be cheating.
Now, shout out.
Listen, Stephanie talks about cheating on the same nigga every episode.
Y'all gotta know this.
No,
ain't cheating on the same nigga.
She cheat on the same person.
Oh, not this time. Oh, my bad. I tried to take up for you. I tried to go in with the buddy system and take up for you. My bad, buddy.
Thank you. It's a different boyfriend. Okay. But anyway, I was cheating on him. I was drunk. Shut up. I was drunk.
Don't judge me.
I was drunk. And he was eating my pussy. And I said my boyfriend's name.
Oh, well, that don't matter.
He didn't know I have a boyfriend.
He didn't know I had a boyfriend.
But he was kind of hurt that
but
I did
know
that.
Name?
You don't probably care about that.
He came up and I looked at him and I was like, oh, shit.
That cool. Like, I'd be happy.
You have my boyfriend. That's like a boyfriend.
Nah,
I was like, oh, it's not my boyfriend.
What you mean is not?
And he was like, you heard what you called me, right? I was like, you know, like, I'm sorry.
I said he ain't supposed to feel no time.
He ain't supposed to have no feeling about nobody who
and
got
he was
down.
Kind of butthurt about
you
it.
You cheating
like
with me. I don't care about that.
Y'all guys, because y'all acting like y'all don't have feelings about stuff.
He was trying to like steal me.
Men are more
me.
Sensitive than women, I feel like.
He was trying to like steal me from my boyfriend.
That was mine.
It wasn't working.
You know what I mean? But if it ain't mine, I ain't got no business being sensitive about it.
Yeah. I still feel like men have bigger egos and are more sensitive about certain things.
About what's mine. We talking about some shit that ain't mine.
I'll be your boyfriend.
But I'm not gonna lie, he was like kind of pouting about it after we
to me, you know how that feels.
He would have been laughing.
I imagine that would be like if London had a bag of money, and he say, shit, hold this shit for me. And I hold it. And I got this shit in my lap. I can't go nowhere with it. I can't spend it. I can't do nothing with it. But I got it in my lap right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't really have no feelings about this goddamn money.
Because it ain't
yours. You look like, what the fuck you look like catching feelings when London come back and say, hey, man, let me get my money back.
Right.
I mean, that shit don't make no goddamn sense. You knew it 1 year from the get-go.
Some guys might take that money and
no, he was trying to really steal me from my boyfriend. Like, in conversation, he was always like, after you leave with me, you're going to forget about that nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to come and live with me and X.
That only work in Drake songs.
Oh, shit.
And I'm
only work in Drake songs.
Like, we're in Miami. Let's have fun.
Drake's the only nigga who can do that.
Never have I ever lied about somebody I had sex with and said I didn't.
If I ain't come, it ain't happen. It ain't count. If I ain't
never
coming,
have I ever
count.
Lied about somebody I had sex with, said I didn't have sex with them.
You mean lying on your dick?
Yep.
Oh, no, that's a crime.
No.
Did have sex
in reverse.
But said you didn't.
I did.
Everybody done did.
To your girl, right?
Yeah.
My old lady.
If I ain't come, it don't count.
Yeah. Lies.
That's not true, Gigi. Lies. If he put his dick in you, that's
if you got to lie about it, it count.
Listen. It count to him, though. That's all that matters.
If I Men in Black it, you know that... It ain't count.
Nah, I feel like it doesn't count if it was before my
but he didn't mean in black it. I bet you got down. He's somewhere around the time.
He all whited.
I hit that nigga bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he see you and your man in the club. You see him out there. He just got there sipping. He's sipping, got there looking at y'all.
You talking about you ain't nothing.
Hey, he telling the homeboy. He telling the homeboy. Why did?
Somebody give London Jason more because he done finished his whole entire
thing.
No.
Yeah.
Over here lying his whole.
I have to continue to clarify. You talking about in life, right?
Like, yeah, in life.
In all my years.
I'm not talking about just now. I'm talking about in life.
In life.
Ever.
Of course.
Of course you lied.
Sip.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Everybody take a sip.
I mean, in life I have.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I ain't did it in a long time, but in life I have. In life I have.
I feel like it doesn't count.
I used to get in trouble all the time. Like, I used to get in trouble like every two,
you don't get
days.
In trouble anymore?
No, not really, because I be, back then... When I first started like fucking around with music, mm-hmm. like I was just lying about a lot of shit. Like I'm lying,
reason.
Acting like I'm doing a lot of stuff, but I really wasn't. But now I be busy for real, so I really be doing what I'm saying I'm doing. Like at first it wasn't like that. I was just lying, acting like I was doing it, and I was really doing some more shit like with some hoes or anything, just any kind of bullshit.
Do you think your girl has to realize that you are gonna end up having sex with other women and be okay with it? Hey, let's talk about one of my favorite new sponsors here on Lip Service, Carbon 38. Now, I told you before, Carbon 38 is the best online shopping destination for fashionable, high-performance women's active wear. And I've been wearing this stuff lately. It's really cute, it's comfortable, and it's great to work out in. It's really sporty, but it's also super sexy. I even posted some pics of me in the workout leggings on my Instagram, and you guys had some really nice things to say about them. Shout out to Brazilian Petal, who tweeted, "Hi, Angela, I love your leggings. So cute." And also, Puma Fanzola, he's always tweeting me. He tweeted, "Love the whole outfit, perfect for a date, movies, talking in the car, to the couch, and foot rub." Now, in addition to the workout leggings, I also love the Coral Division double layer shorts. So there's a layer of shorts, and then on top of it, it's like swishy shorts, super cute. Also, the Solo deconstructed legging, which I wore, the Solo deconstructed crop top, and the Carbon 38 Gold Cheap Gravity leggings. So incredible. One of the things that's very cool about Carbon 38 is that they partner with fitness professionals to wear, test, and model all of their apparel. Carbon 38's mission is to empower women to live their healthiest lives and to look and feel amazing while doing it. And it works for me. So go to carbon38.com/Angela and you'll get 15% off your first purchase and you'll thank me for it.
No, I mean, some women already understand it. Some women understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm cool with them kind of women.
But
they
if you have
it.
A woman that just happens to understand that, and that's just where y'all end up in y'all relationship, that one thing. But I don't think it fair to just ask or expect a woman to just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's
fair. Yeah, no.
But you never know until you ask sometimes, because sometimes guys lie and it don't be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
What, Gigi?
I was just agreeing.
Oh.
But you know, sometimes there are women who are willing to, or not even willing to, but sometimes there are women that don't mind
participating
because sharing is caring.
She ain't got no reason to cheat.
Right.
Well, but then they still do cheat. So how about that?
Yeah, so cheating is...
If you got a bitch that's willing to get it in because sharing is caring, why do you still go behind her back and cheat on her?
She's fucked up.
I mean,
hey, players. Sometimes
it ain't about
you. Players
fuck up.
It ain't even about you. Niggas that stupid. A lot of niggas that stupid. Like I'm slow.
He said I'm slow.
I don't care. I'm slow. Like if, I don't know how to say no to temptation. Like I'm slow like that. Like I can know. Like I ain't got no business, but I'ma still.
Ooh, I'ma still do it.
Like I'm stupid like that. But mm-hmm. like my girl understand I'm slow.
Look, that nigga fucked that bitch. He just slow. It's okay.
She know I'm slow, but she knows a lot of shit I ain't gonna do. Like.
Right.
Like, I ain't gonna never disrespect her. I ain't gonna.
You're not gonna have
a bitch ain't gonna never put her name on her mouth. Like, in life, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and my girl a jumper hoe. Like, I play
me
like
and
that.
My girl a jumper hoe. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Like, I'm a jumper hoe with my lady. Okay. Like, you ain't gonna catch me out. Think you're gonna get to talking crazy. Like, we're gonna beat you up, man. Like, that's just how that gonna go.
But what would make you beat a girl? What would make y'all jump a girl?
You know how, like, women, they take it upon themselves to.
Go on Instagram.
Like, say you caught me in the mall or something. Like, I'm with my girl in the mall. But you know I got a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you catch me in the mall or something. You're like, damn, I'm caught. But she know what's going on. But if you go as far as to, like,
to make
a scene. And,
right.
Oh,
right.
And all that time, like, what you finna do, this and that, we gonna beat you up, man.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
She can do it. You can't do it though.
You got me flat. Ain't nobody touching her.
Hey, look, check this out.
Okay, you we beat your ass, man.
If it done got down to the point where, you know what I'm saying, me and you might have had, you know, whatever going on, and you know what I'm saying, you knew the situation. I'm with my old lady, and you feel the need to get the call and her and goddamn blowing her phone. I will fight you man. In front of her to show her how much I don't give a fuck about you. So tread water carefully now.
Now this is interesting because a scenario in real life just happened. My friend called me up and him and his girl had broken up, but he was trying to get back with her. Now, they did end up getting back together, but another girl called his girl up and was like, you know, and sent all the messages and was like, you know, yes. And was like, you know, he was messing with me while he was messing with you. And I thought it was disrespectful. She kind of went at him, his girl. And I kind of feel like you got to leave that off of social media and do all of that. Yeah. If you got a problem with your man, have a problem with him privately, not publicly.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, like, I don't even play like
in
that.
Counseling, you know what I'm saying? Cause I guess I just admitted I do go to counseling.
You go to, young counselors, don't worry.
I do. So in counseling, man, I heard, like, when you, well, they were talking about marriage. They weren't just talking about no boyfriend. But they say, your husband or wife's worst qualities must be your best kept secret.
Yeah, that's how it go.
Yeah, I mean,
but a lot of women don't understand.
If you put that shit out there that this is the shit that's wrong with them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's
it's pretty much like you gave it away.
It's like a
slight
betrayal.
On you. That's a slight on you though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't look bad for you doing that. You look bad for you doing that. At the end of the day, you my old lady.
So
lady,
I could have a problem with you, but everybody ain't got to know it.
Right. Yeah. So, ladies, stop telling your friends that your man has a little dick.
Yeah. Oh,
no, never tell your friends that a man has a little dick at all, period. Oh, one of my friends is married to a guy, and when she first started dating him, she told us how little his dick was.
Mm. And then she married him.
Every time I see her, I feel bad for her. Right. We'd be like, man.
Why you feel bad for her? She might like
little
dick.
She married that little dick.
But she might like it.
No, she ain't like it when she's
cheating. Or either she's cheating and he doing. He's satisfying her.
No, she putting it in her butt. That's the only way she gonna feel that
she
peanut.
She loves anal sex.
But it, see,
she
that's
why. Anal sex. Yeah,
that's why she listen. Well, he putting that peanut in her butt, and she good with the peanut in her butt.
Even after a while, that
when I had a boyfriend had a little dick, he would put it in her butt.
Having little dick anal sex in here. Y'all done booked me on. Goodness, I have really reached the lowest of the lows.
No, but she did tell all of us, and every time I see them together, I swear I think about it.
You be thinking about that? Like,
I do think about it.
I'm saying, okay, look, when you think about it, as soon as you think about it, do you look at his dick print?
No, I don't look at that because I already know there's no,
ain't
there's
now.
No dick print.
Ain't
no dick
ain't
print. He's like a Ken doll.
To look for. I'm saying, but you don't look like.
No, I just feel bad for her because I know it's not. I know she can't.
She knows she's not being fulfilled.
She liked that boy.
She didn't like it and she told us about it. She didn't think they were going to end up together.
Maybe his mouth and lip service is impeccable.
That ain't gonna keep a motherfucker down.
Hell no.
You can get that from a woman.
Get that shit from a cat or a dog.
Oh my God. Not the peanut butter trick.
Right.
Not the peanut butter trick.
No. When I was little, man.
No bestiality, okay?
Me and my little brother used to have a poodle when I was little, right?
What? Well, let's hear the story.
Look, what's that?
Peanut butter poodle. Go ahead.
The peanut butter poodle.
No, I ain't got to do no peanut butter.
Peanut butter poodle time.
We had a poodle named Pierre. And he used to run like, when you let him out the door, he going to run like 100 miles an hour. We ain't going to be able to catch him. All day, he just ended up coming back home. But one day,
what happened?
I came in the house, so Pierre, he was in my room on my bed, so I sat up, and I was about to get in the shower. So I jumped in the shower, and I came back, he was still right there. So I my little brother throw, like there's a whole nother conversation, he like throw it off. Mm-hmm. So he like, hold his legs. So I got his legs, and wait, he got his arms.
Where in the head?
The dog's legs and
had
arms?
You, wait a minute. Had you
I put my clothes on.
Thank
man.
You. That's I mean, what I had to clarify.
Look, I got his legs. And Slim got his arms. And Slim, like my little brother, like he a sick person. Like he like mental health.
Okay.
So he like, he got his legs. Like, cool, I got his legs, he got his arms. So he like jacking him off, like laughing, like, ah, like, look at him, look at him, look at him. Like the dog was like, the dog was like losing his mind. Like, ah, like, please stop, like, please. Like, that's how the dog looked. But that shit was so funny though.
Oh my God.
We do not support animal abuse.
Pierre. What did peanut butter have to do with it though?
Nothing. But we still gonna call him Pierre the peanut butter poodle.
Oh, since we own dogs. Look, let me tell you something. Listen, my little partner, man, Pee Wee Roscoe, the damn goat. He told us a story.
Free the goat, man.
Yeah, free the goat, by the way. Bankroll Mafia. Bankroll Mafia, man. Bankroll Mafia. Hey, look, so he told us a story. And he had been telling us this story for so long. And it was like folklore, you know what I'm saying? And the story was, Pee-wee is a cat that he left out of his house and kind of made his own way from about 8, 9, 10 years old. I met him when he was 10. Mm-hmm. And between me, Big Meech, Young Jeezy, Allen Iverson, OJ Mayo, motherfucking Dwight Howard, Floyd Mayweather, just a few of us, but between all of us, we raised this young man, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And this man told me this story about when he was with the homie Big Meech back in BMF days, at the height of it all. And he say, man, it was the girl, man, who can't. He always started story, man, you just don't know. A lot of these niggas, bitches who be around here talking about they married, I done seen them whole cooking eggs and taking dick all at the same time. And one of them BMF parties. He was like, man, this one bitch one time, man, he say, Meech had a dog. It was a Rottweiler. He knew the name of the dog and everything. I don't remember the name. He said, the bitch fucked the dog.
Heard the story. I knew it. I was waiting for you
she
to say it.
Fucked the
dog. I thought it was a German Shepherd, though. I heard the story.
It might have been a German Shepherd.
I heard the story.
Say she fucked the dog. Jet, because you know when motherfucker drunk, high, and just around trying to figure out the crazy shit, and got access to insane,
so much money.
Unlimited amounts yep. of money. So now I'm just using the money to entertain me. It's just mm-hmm. like if I'm cold and I got money, like Pablo Escobar, I'm gonna throw the money in the fire to keep the house warm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like man, this shit getting boring. What would you do for some money? What would you do for some money?
I heard the dog.
10 bands. It was 10,000.
That is no. Yep. Nope.
Only 10,000? That's it?
And she let the dog fuck out.
Hey, I'm gonna finish the story, but you know what I'm mad about? She got 10,000, dog didn't get nothing but some pussy. Hey, look, no, hold up. Okay, so look, wait a minute. I think she should have split the money with the dog. You know what I'm saying? Well, hold up, though.
The dog had a good time.
Shit, that ain't good enough. So he told about the story. And of course, you know, we always like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. This shit didn't happen. Fast forward, we're on tour, okay? And I believe it was the Scream tour with me and Sierra, if I ain't mistaken. So we on tour, and my homeboy still, I don't want to say his name. Fuck it, I said it. C-Roy had the bad bitch, and he's like, man, I got some bad bitches, man. I'm telling you, man, they gonna pull up. Watch, they gonna pull up. So we had done did the show. We back on the bus after the show, cooling, finna get ready to go to the club or something. And so he had the bitches meet him at the show, and you know, they get on the goddamn bus. We all sitting in the back smoking and shit. And you know, Pee Wee walked in the room and Pee Wee kind of motherfucker, when his face is a billboard. You know what I'm saying? When he walk in the room, he...
You know exactly what's going on.
But no, we didn't know it was that.
Right.
We just knew it was something. You know what I'm saying? So he pulled me and my homie Doug at the room.
That's the girl.
And he say, y'all remember when I told y'all that Meech had a bitch, fuck a dog? He say, that's the bitch right there.
Damn. Was she bad?
She had good, I can't say she was bad. She fucked the dog.
Listen, man.
I just can't fit my mouth to say she was bad. But look though. So me and Doug walked back in the room with everybody.
Y'all asked.
Wait a minute, let me get to
you
it.
You throw, you probably asked.
Wait a minute, let me get to it. So we sit down, we in the room, we smoking. Everybody, meanwhile, nobody else in the room, including C-Roy, know what the fuck going on. Okay, so we just like laugh. I just start saying stuff like, hey, have you ever done anything that you regret?
Yeah, I just asked an anonymous question like right. this. And she like, well, I don't know. I was like, well, you know. Just nasty things. Like, you know, stuff that you might say is disgusting that you know you might never do again. You ever did something like that? And she's like, oh, you know, I don't know. You know, real casual, real casual. I'm like, okay, well. Have you ever fucked a dog? Hey, look, right? She say, have I ever what? A dog. Have you ever fucked one? And she like, I can't believe you asked me that. How could you ask me that? What the fuck you going on? What the fuck? Da-da-da-da-da. She get going on. I say, hey, wait a minute. Have you?
Right. And yes so no, bitch.
C-Rod looking around like, man, what the
what's
fuck?
Going
he
on?
He think I'm just
going.
Tripping
like,
on
you crazy.
Like, oh, he cut C-Rod me. He think I'm just, man, you just, I'm, what the fuck, what Tip doing, man? I'm like, man, no, really, I'm just wanting to know. We just want to know it's cool if you did.
If it's cool right. if you did. You know.
Hey, look, right? And she was like,
nah.
Then one time, like, for a long time, she never denied, she never said anything. After I kept pressing, but have you though? Because I had to make, but have you? Answer the question though. Hell no. Nah. People say, girl, you know, we were at the White House, man. Oh. It was the meat party for 10 rat, man. You
everybody knew the story.
Such and such. Named
the dog.
Oh, he called the dog.
She called
the
dog. Name.
He ain't say you fucked the dog.
Hey, man. She walked up. I can't believe this shit. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. I'm out. She got up and walked out.
She should have just said yeah.
Well, we laughed so long.
Yo.
We laughed so long and hard about that.
That's somebody
I'm
who
just
lied
glad
about
to know that
that
story was actually
she
true. Because I heard
drink.
A lot of
she
BMF stories in my days. And when I heard they made a bitch fuck a dog for some rat, I know it was 10 racks, but I heard it was a whole lot of money.
Steph, would you have been friends with somebody who fucked a dog?
Would I be friends?
She wouldn't know.
I'm saying if you found out and that was your homegirl.
If you was at the party and your homegirl was about to fuck the dog.
Nah, I want to cut her off.
If you was there that night and that was your homegirl.
I can't. That's why I don't hang out with girls because they're embarrassing.
Oh, no.
That's level. Sorry.
That's too much.
Hey, Steph, look, no.
I'm definitely not fucking a dog.
Only, no, you're not embarrassing.
Only if she worked for PETA. You know what I'm saying? Because she advocating for animals and she got animals.
I'm saying, what if she would have got pregnant?
You can't get pregnant by a dog.
Right.
It's a dick.
That's going to be a dog face baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you
Does
have?
She have to set the dog's dick first?
Puppy monkey
Does
baby.
She have to set the dog's dick first?
She got pregnant by a dog.
Know. Look, those details.
Oh, puppy monkey baby. That little pink thing started coming out.
A dog get close enough to anything.
The Priella pink coming out.
That body heat starts speaking. That goddamn pink thing coming out.
All right, here's the last never have I ever, okay?
That was a hell of a story.
That was, and I'm crazy. So glad to know it was actually true because I heard
Gigi's like,
before.
I heard this story. Yeah.
I heard all
right, anybody in Atlanta, man, you be around, man, shit going down, man. In that's Atlanta, especially around that time, that was a magical time.
I'm sorry, that's too magical.
That was a magical time from 2003 to 2007. Mm. That was a magical time.
Mm-hmm.
You was around.
It'll never be like that.
Girl, you was in Atlanta.
I got there 2005.
You said what?
I got there 2005.
It'll never be like
okay,
that again.
Okay, so you was in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It'll never be like that again.
Gigi, what's the most money you ever made in one night in Magic City?
$20,000.
Not bad for one night's work.
$20,000.
Was that BMF days?
No, it was my last dance.
Oh, I was
my
there.
My farewell. Yeah, you was there. You contributed. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Uh-huh.
I had a couple special nights when Mr. T.I.P. was in the building as well, because, you know, he liked to make it rain sometimes.
He
appreciate the art of the theatrical ballet that us girls that are talented and have the abilities.
It's promotion.
This was my T.I. impersonation.
Oh,
the big
let
words.
Me hear it.
Okay, it's too late. But anyway, you know, he appreciates the fine art of dancers and the, you know, the whole shit. And, you know, he expresses his gratuity with the ones thrown in the
air. His gratuity.
Yeah. You know, so I've had a couple special nights with Mr. T.I.P. and Miss Tiny was in the building. Okay. But, you know, that one night was
the most amazing. Whoa, what just happened?
That happened.
Motherfucker went down on it, didn't it?
Damn.
Motherfucker Mike went limp.
Them BMF days was amazing.
Hey, man, it'll never be like that again.
Never.
All right, now here's the last never have I ever. Never have I ever had pity sex. Have you ever had sex with somebody just because you kind of felt bad?
Yes.
Like,
no.
Yeah. No. Everybody done
yes,
did that
best.
I have not. I have not had sex with somebody just because I felt bad for them.
I
might have had sex with somebody because I was drunk and horny. But I ain't had sex with somebody because I felt bad.
Motherfucker make you feel bad. Like, if you know what I'm saying? If y'all break up and you some kind of way connected
that's
to
pity.
Them, you know what I'm saying? Y'all break up and you done went on and your life is just wonderful. And then, you know what I mean?
My life is wonderful.
And here they are like stuck and they just like, I can't believe you left me.
One last time.
Yeah, man, all that shit, man. You know,
that's like charity.
Have a heart.
Charity
community
sex.
Service.
Have a heart.
Community service.
Nah, man. I regret I did.
You never did that? You said you regret it?
I regret it.
Yeah,
everybody they told on me after it was over with.
Aww.
They went and told on me, man, tried to put me in a trick bag.
Damn.
They made me have pity set. Then they went and they told.
You was like, I didn't
you know that he was over here doing this, don't you? I was like, you miserable bitch.
He's like, I didn't even want to have sex with you. Exactly. I did it out of pity.
It wasn't even like that.
And then you tried to play me
out. I was trying to have a fucking heart. That's what I got.
Well, you so nice, man. You're going to get rewarded for that.
No, hell I ain't. I'm probably still being punished for it.
What about you, Steph? You ever had pity sex?
Yeah, every time you have pity sex, you regret it. I had pity sex like back in 08 with my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. You cheated on him too?
Yes.
Damn. I can't cheat on every bitch that ever funny. Been a guy that you were in a relationship with that you did not cheat on.
What was the question?
Hey, you repeat the question. Out here, okay, what you gonna do?
Have you ever not cheated on somebody?
That's have I ever been in a relationship where I did not cheat?
Yeah, no.
She's trying to rephrase the question. That's how you know. Let me clarify.
Actually, no. I've cheated on every single boyfriend that I've had.
And guess what? They probably all cheated on you too. So
exactly,
karma's a bitch.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, but you said
exactly.
The first nigga you cheated
but
on.
But I mean,
look.
No.
First,
y'all serving all these drinks. It ain't like no strict policy where you can't get up because I got the piss.
Go pee.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one that left the couch.
If I come to the breakfast club, you know what I'm saying?
We would never allow you to not.
Guess what?
Man.
I get up and need his cops to go pee all the time. You go ahead and release yourself.
We're going to let him go have his okay. We'll continue without you.
Right here. You
all right, so go ahead, Steph.
Yeah, but I have to say this, though. You know, most of my relationships were when I was young, and a lot of times I don't, well, even today, I feel like now, today, I could be in a relationship with someone without cheating on them.
It's a young thing.
I don't think so.
It's a maturity thing.
I think so. I think I can because
she cheated every time, so now he feel like she can't do it.
No, I think that it's a maturity thing.
That's just different in nature.
And I think this time I'll pick somebody who, I'll be with somebody who really matches me.
Steph.
You know you don't give a fuck about.
You don't give no fuck about a nigga, do you?
Yes, I do. Wait, I love them all.
I love them all.
Know what I'm saying?
She loves all her boyfriends.
We love them all.
She loves that's all her nature. She don't
her like
a lot of girls like
little
that.
Boyfriend.
Now they like it's different.
Y'all made
weird.
Us that way. You feel like that?
I agree with that.
Okay.
I
don't feel like anybody made me that way. I feel like my first boyfriend.
You just programmed like that.
I feel like my first boyfriend kind of put me in whole training early because we were. That sounds funny. Whole training
early,
because he was so much older than me. He was 5 years older than me. He was like one of my sister's friends, so we had to be on the low. Everything we did was a secret.
I had the same experience.
You know what I mean? That was my first boyfriend, so I'm naturally just like, oh, don't tell nobody my business. Oh, I don't want people knowing this, and that leads to being a player. You know what I'm saying? Because when nobody knows, you could be with whoever you want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because it's a secret. But then once that secret come out.
Yeah, then.
Then you don't need like him no more. Like, I knew you were going to say that. Like, you some more shit, man.
Well, for you, London, how do you feel about letting people know like who your girl is? Do you post it?
I don't play like that.
I didn't see it on your Instagram nowhere.
I don't play like that at all.
You don't want nobody to know?
It ain't that I don't want nobody to know. It's cool if you know, but I ain't really offering it.
Putting it out
people
there.
People don't care. Like, people play too many games, man.
It get
too far, like, to where you can't control it no more. Like, I can control it.
Right.
Right now. Because it ain't a whole lot of people that know that or know her. So a lot of people ain't all on her DM and all on her picture with the bullshit and sending her shit. Like, ain't nobody fucking with her, so she cool. So
what if she was
like,
yeah, I want you to post me for Valentine's Day?
Hey, but damn, but this is my Instagram.
Hey, but look, though.
You post me for Valentine's. I'm fine with
it. I think... Oh, goddamn. I think, to be honest with you, I think that, you know what I'm saying, especially when you do what we do, like, of course, you know, if I'm with them, if I don't, you know, I'm proud of who I'm with, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I fuck with mine, so it ain't really like a motherfucker don't want, but you do know that other people play bullshit-ass games.
Right. Some women don't want to... accept that. They take they it like, oh, you trying to hide something.
Yeah, they think, bitch, they think that you're ashamed. They think you're ashamed, but ultimately, like, no, I'm not ashamed. Like, I
if I ain't give a fuck, then I'll show you off.
If I ain't care nothing about you,
I had ass everywhere.
Some weird motherfuckers out there, and I don't want to, you know, put nobody... You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like shit. That. My old lady, man, she don't understand. That's why she can't go nowhere, can't do nothing else. Simply because everybody know we together.
Right.
Everybody know we together. So if a motherfucker after me, he can't get
anyway,
me.
Though.
I ain't talking about that. Oh. No, it's for her protection. Mm-hmm. If a motherfucker after me for whatever reason can't find me, see you out just having a good time, you got $250,000 worth of jewelry on. Shoop. Come on over here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, if I were to hide your ass, you can go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But see, that ain't realistic. You know, so I think it's a give and take. It balances itself out.
Right. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
I weigh that up on a Libra scale.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we appreciate y'all for coming through.
Yeah, man.
I know... Yeah, every time I see you said you've been wanting to come to lip service for a minute, and I appreciate that because I know you've always been supportive.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I really just think, you know, I think it's good to get women in a forum speaking freely.
I like y'all. Y'all a lot of women don't talk like this.
Taboo topic.
Well, you know what the point of lip service is?
Because most people don't talk about this type of thing.
Yeah, the point of it is so people can relate to it. Like, I hear different stories. And
I don't think nobody can relate to fucking a dog, but...
Well, not that particular.
You'd be surprised.
You go ahead and Google it and see what comes up.
Right. Oh, bestiality is real. Niggas fuck bestiality.
Have you ever seen a girl fuck a horse?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. I saw a guy fuck a horse and they say he died after it. His name was Mr. Hands. It's on YouTube.
Mr. Hands.
Let the horse fuck him.
Horses
and he died.
Dicks be like.
Yeah, because it ruptured his spleen. Your face is priceless.
I am offended that she just like.
Yeah, like, where you going like, there for,
what,
bro?
What are we doing here?
what are we doing?
Horrible turn to the left. Nah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, and then for them lame niggas out there who ain't really like having nothing, you know what I mean? They don't really know, they don't know their way around.
Yeah, y'all kind of informative.
A woman's opinion, so it's good for them to hear what you ladies talking about because they would never hear in a room with a woman on their own.
A lot of guys learn how to eat pussy off of lip service.
Yeah. No such thing.
Yes, hey, look,
you can't instruct the motherfucker. You
listen. Listen to y'all.
Yeah. They learn how to eat pussy and they learn how to accept the fact that they like their booty hole lips.
Yeah. Nah, his girl listens to every show, he said.
You gotta have an internship to learn how to eat pussy.
That's not true.
That ain't nothing you can goddamn instruct a motherfucker. You can't talk a motherfucker through that.
We speak on what we like and what we don't like, so they get a general idea of what to do.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
They get a general idea of what to do.
They might appreciate the information, but if you talk to the motherfucker who pussy got ate, they're going to tell you, man, that shit still wasn't that.
Because the best advice I ever heard about eating pussy was you should lick it like a kitten licks a saucer of milk.
How you should do it? That's how you get
like
that.
That's what I
do.
I don't like that.
I like
bruh.
What's the one way to do it?
Please do.
Go ahead.
Share with the class. It's okay to share with the class.
I don't want nobody to steal.
Focus on the clit.
That's what I just said.
All the other parts of the pussy.
That shit don't matter. All that flubber.
Focus on the clit.
That's
where all of the sensation comes from. Boom. Go there.
Yeah,
and we've
you go there, stay there, manipulate that area long enough, you gonna goddamn get to the sweet spot.
It's a little ball in there. You gotta
the
fire
ball.
It.
No, it's and a we ball. Here,
by the way, which is a tiny penis. That's what it really is in a woman.
Come on, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not a
that's
tiny
what I'm trying to
penis.
Why the fuck you
want to
talk? No, what I'm saying.
Y'all ain't talking about niggas fucking dogs.
No, it's not.
You talked about fucking dogs.
I mean, no, you talking about niggas fucking horses. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
We all right with that though.
You had to one up. You had to one up me. It was a woman fucking a dog. And there's a man fucking horse. This is ridiculous. I thought I was pushing the envelope far as it could go. This motherfucker, no. I'll see you and raise you. This.
A horse dick.
Yeah, a horse dick of a man's ass.
A lot of guys have
plus
been
a funeral. Now,
a funeral. Somebody dies.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But a lot of guys have been okay now with getting their assholes licked just from listening to lip service. And
yeah.
I ain't with that, man.
Listen,
how you know?
I mean, no. Let me rephrase that.
I started drinking. I thought we were still playing the game.
Never have I ever.
That finger shit, smoke shit, that's a whole nother beast. That
not finger
shit.
Like, no.
We said lick. Well, we said tongue.
Fucking put
we just said lick.
Lick.
Man, put your hand behind your back.
Guys need to open up to the prostate massage.
You can come out of prostate massage. You is having sex with a man. That's what you're doing.
Would you let a girl tie you up?
No, because you might do that.
Hell no.
Blindfold.
Don't
let me. What?
Nah, man.
But no, you tie you up, no black wife hole? Tie you up?
No.
You trust her to let her, you know?
But I've been in prison before. I've been in bondage.
I've been in shackles. I don't want it.
I don't have to mimic this shit to figure out what it feels like. Yeah, I know what it feels like.
But you don't think it would be exciting to not be able to move while she, you know, rides?
Tell me be still and I won't move.
Tell me be still.
Yeah, like that. I'll stop.
If she say goddamn it, hold your hands and your legs just like this. And you better not move, motherfucker.
You gonna move though, you liar. You gonna move.
No, I'm not.
Look, he's still there.
I wouldn't mind being tied up. I wouldn't mind being tied up. I like all that rough shit. You know,
you
I
like being tied up.
She I don't. I've never man. Done it.
She I'm satisfied.
She's trying. She wants to come real close.
No, I'm too lazy to tie a nigga.
But what if she ties you up?
I gotta do all the work.
Ain't no.
Man, I don't like, I don't feel like
that. What's the point of that?
No.
What's the difference in tying me up loose if I can get out and me just holding my hands up here? What's the difference?
I don't want to tie my man up.
A little more.
Yeah, but the thing is, see, this
what
is
what about blindfolded?
We talk about that.
No, that's it. I go for blindfolded.
That's
what
I just said.
But check this out, though. Like, I think it's a woman's fantasy to be dominated and, like, manhandled. And you know what I'm saying, really, and punished.
Yes.
During sex.
Yes.
That's not. Bam. That ain't supposed to be a man.
Like, yes.
That ain't supposed to be a man's thing. What the fuck you doing wanting to get?
That's not true because
there's
a lot of men that in their everyday life they are the boss, they're in charge, they are the dominating ones, and in the bedroom they like
they
to try something different.
Right. They want
that's how that happens.
Reverse roles.
I only noticed because I had a dominatrix on the show once, and she brought a guy up there. He worked on Wall Street. He was a very powerful man. He got butt naked and she whipped his dick with a stick.
Oh my God.
Huh? And tied his balls up in a noose. Yeah, in front of us.
Oh what you God. Saying?
Hey, did she have
pay for that.
Look though,
He paid for it.
If she tied his balls up in a noose.
In a noose.
If she would have got
that.
Hey, look, hold up. But hold up though. If she would have had like a hamster on a stool and made him bungee jump off the balls. That shit, that would have been real goddamn.
Hamster on the stool.
No, I'm just imagining what you're doing. I'm like, how could they? That like that's entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
But those are the guys that like
if
that.
But look though, that what I would if I was you, I would have told her, okay, so since you tied them up, tie something else to the end of it. Like they did goddamn. Like they did Blue on goddamn old school. Hey, my boy Blue. Tie motherfucker.
Hey, my boy Blue.
Tie hamster up to that motherfucker. Let him jump off the stool, goddamn.
I'm just saying, those are the guys that like to be dominated because in their everyday life, they're the dominant ones.
Nah, but see, that's the thing. Really, what you got is a bitch-ass nigga in a powerful position.
Yeah,
see,
man.
When you tell me that they're powerful, aren't powerful because the power only comes from their position.
Yeah.
You know, if you're powerful, inside and out. Mm. You understand that? And when you're powerful, it just don't even feel like... Right.
Yeah, I used to
like that shit just feel unnatural, uncomfortable.
It's like
pulling a fish out of water.
Not in money.
You know what
I'm saying? Like, I like to be very submissive. I really do. Once I was with a guy and he asked me to choke him and it was kind of weird to me.
Like, you choked him?
Yeah, I like to be choked. I like, you know, I like to be slapped every now and then. You know, I like.
You want to meet my buddy 5 Mike.
But if a guy asks me, oh, slap me, choke me, I'm going to be like, you're bugging. I don't know.
I'm going to give 5 Mike your number. That's who you want to know.
Well, he want to be choked.
Nah, he want to choke and kill. Like,
whoa, okay,
he
want to
strangle and kill.
No, like,
inch within your life.
The
best sex you'll ever have.
Yeah.
Like,
inch.
That way he be saying,
like,
yo,
I was on top of him. I was riding him, and I choked him. I did it, and he loved it, and it was just like so weird to me. It
bitch
was like
inside.
So fucking weird.
Got bitch in him.
Yeah.
What if he was like, slap me?
He got some bitch in
him. I would have did it.
What if he was like, fuck me in the ass?
She would have did it.
Yes, I would not have done it.
Yes, you would have.
I'll put a finger.
See what I'm saying? Like, why are you cool with that?
Oh my God.
Two times.
Hold on.
I think 3 is taking it far.
Oh, you had limits now? You got limits? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You got limitations now.
I said, when you did it, you were cool with him after the fact?
Yeah. You better say yes so we can hear you.
He said, did you smell it?
No.
Did you put it in your mouth though?
No.
I'm saying.
Let's do one more never have I ever. One more never have I ever, okay?
No, nah, don't do that, Ezra.
Last one. Never have I ever fucked anybody in this room.
Hmm?
If you did, you got a drink. Stephanie, drink.
I didn't drink.
Okay, nobody but Stephanie.
I might have fucked more than one person in this room.
God damn.
There's a lot of people in this room. There's like 20 people in here.
Damn, I'm looking Stephanie, around like, who we be bucking stuff?
No, no.
Does the studio room count? Like,
yes. No, I never slept with anybody in this room. I was just joking.
I'm looking around like, I said I was just joking. I'm definitely,
never have I ever slept with anybody that's on this podcast right now.
She's stuttering, y'all. GG.
You.
Y'all, she y'all.
Me and her, me and Steph.
No, I'm it's a secret society. It's a secret society. All we ask is trust.
Y'all be having sex all the time.
She said, I don't really sleep with girls, but
you
have.
Don't really sleep with girls. That's a motherfucker.
They sleep with me.
Girls got that. Yeah.
No, that's true. I've never fucked girls. I've had a couple girls eat my pussy.
I've never eaten pussy.
No.
You ain't got that and smelled around a little bit?
Yes, and I didn't like it.
Your lips touch it?
No, my hands. My hands.
So you fingered a girl?
Yes.
Okay. With your nose down
there. And it was whack. And like, her shit didn't, it wasn't as nice as mine. So I was like, why would I put that in my mouth?
Did you finger
it? If I could eat my own pussy, I would eat my own pussy.
You could.
Because I like my pussy.
You gotta put your legs behind your head.
I know my pussy. You know, I'm friends with my pussy.
We go shopping. We go out to eat.
Me and Puss be together all the time. We spend so much time together. Oh my God. We spend so much time together. We have so many common interests.
Yeah.
You know, our periods are in sync. You know?
It's like bestie, BFF for life.
She got to pee.
Definitely crazy.
We both go. All right. Well, that was Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And London Jay, where can they get your mixtape at?
Oh, it's everywhere, man. That Pill, Hot New Hip Hop, Live Mixtape, is everywhere.
Yeah. And Tip, I just want to say congratulations on the title situation. We talked about sex this whole time.
Yeah.
But I know you always still making your business power moves.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, hey, all we looking to do is evolve as businessmen, diversify our portfolio, and advance ourselves financially. So, you know what I mean? And really, the whole title, Roc Nation Alliance, the whole partnership, you know, me being partners, part owner in title, it's all about giving the power back to the real contributors to the culture. You know what I mean? I feel like right now so many people benefiting from the culture who ain't doing really shit of the culture. You know what I mean? They don't care nothing
and
about
been doing it.
They don't care nothing about it. They don't have no real a passion. They don't have a real passion for this place we come from, these people we represent, these people with no voices that we choose to be the voices for. And I feel like Tidal and Roc Nation, like, they represent that. So, you know, it's an absolute honor and a pleasure.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Cheers. I love that partnership.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is Lip Service. We out.
Yeah. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers.
No, you the nasty one. Thanks again to Carbon 38 for sponsoring today's episode. Carbon 38 is the best online shopping destination for fashionable, high-performance women's activewear. Carbon 38 partners with fitness professionals to wear, test, and model all their apparel. Carbon 38's mission is to empower women to live their healthiest lives and to look and feel amazing while doing it. On Lip Service, we all know we look great naked, but we like to look good in clothes, too. Go to carbon38.com/Angela, and you'll get 15% off your first purchase.